I first got to know Ger back in my days in the Connolly Youth Movement in the 70s when we both participated in the World Festival of Youth and Students in Cuba. He was a real dub, born and reared in the heartlands of Dublin's inner city. He was larger than life. He was a socialist, trade unionist, an artist who produced magnificent trade union and political banners. He was a singer, an actor, and indeed much more. He was a lifelong committed trade unionist. He joined the Republican movement when he was, I think he was 22, and as his politics developed, he went on to join the Communist Party of Ireland. I think Jim Sheridan's My Left Foot was his first film, and he went on to play in over 40 other films, including Michael Collins, The Field, In the Name of the Father, Braveheart, and many more. And perhaps one of his greatest gifts to the trade union and political movement was his revival of the art of political banner making. Despite having no professional training, he and his wife Etna, his late wife Etna, created many wonderful banners for trade unions and progressive causes. And you know, we in Sligo were privileged to host an exhibition of his works back in 1989. The exhibition was organised by the Sligo Council of Trade Unions Market Centre as its contribution to the Sligo Arts Festival, and it was held in the courthouse in Sligo. Ger reminisced about that event for many years. He was at a loss to comprehend how we managed to convince the establishment to allow the building to be used for an exhibition of left-wing and trade union banners, and he was certainly delighted to see the Plough and the Stars flag flying from the courthouse flagpole.